You can watch TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the homepage, tjriggins.com.
So, Riggins, you were talking about the nanny situation earlier. I got a nanny story for you.
Okay.
When we lived in what Lindsay refers to as the bougie neighborhood years ago, Jody was at the bus stop with Lainey to get her on the bus to go to school. And she was in kindergarten. And this guy who had just moved to the neighborhood a month or so before was out there with his kid to get on the bus. And he starts complaining. His wife is going nuts and she's freaking out. We can't find a nanny. And, you know, the wife didn't work. She was a stay at home mom. Can't find a nanny. You know, and he looked at Jody and he goes, "Where did you find yours?" Oh. And Jody said, "Well, I'm my nanny. We don't have a nanny. I stay home and I don't work outside of the home, so I take care of the kids." And he said, "Really?" And guess who didn't get a nanny after that?
Ooh.
Jody ruined it for her.
Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new tjriggins.com homepage. This is TJ Riggins Overtime.
So TJ always talks about guys don't handle being sick very well. There's been a couple of stories in the news lately about how poorly guys handle illnesses. And I keep my mouth shut because I'm one of those guys.
Yeah, you are.
I always have been since I was a little kid. I don't handle being sick well. My dad does not handle being sick well either. I saw this TikTok and I think this is incredible. Her name is Audie Farron. And she says, "I was fortunate enough to grow up with a very nurturing mom. And guess what I just found?" And she pulls out a little bell. And she said when she got sick, her mom would bring her a bell at her bedside and she could ring it for tissues, a drink, some soup, whatever she needed. Her mom was at her beck and call.
Yeah.
Florence Nightingale.
That's great. Yeah, a lot of people do that.
I think that's super sweet. Everybody in the comments is going, "Oh, I had a bell too. Yeah. I had a bell. My mom gave me a bell." So while I didn't have a bell, I guess is the point I'm making, and I'm a little bitter about it now.
Yeah. I say. I had to go downstairs and get my own water.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't remember my mom being super present for me when I was sick. I think she was off doing her own thing. She might have prepared me lunch or something like that, a soup. But other than that, I was probably up in my room watching, you know, Jerry Springer or whatever comes on in the middle of the day.
Or maybe she was working. Did she have a job?
She did have a job, but I think she would have stayed home if I was staying home as well. I couldn't have been home by myself.
A lot of times my mom would go on to work and say, you know, "Call me if you need me," or "Your dad will come check on you some point if you," you know, because my mom was a teacher, but my dad was, you know, in and out around town doing stuff. Now he was a military recruiter, so he could swing in and whatnot. But y'all had texts, so you didn't need a bell. You could text your mom to say, "Come get me something."
No, not when I was a kid. That had not come around.
Oh, you're talking about a little kid.
Yeah. If I was able to stay home by myself, you know, I don't know. But were your parents super nurturing when you were sick as a kid? But they really just left you at home, huh?
Probably when I was little, they were. My mom was really nurturing and stuff.
Yeah, because
you know, after I got up a certain age, and then they figured out that a lot of times I was just faking being sick. You know, like when I was about 14, when I knew that the hot maid Melissa was coming over that day.
Really?
Yeah.
Melissa's
the one that thought the soap operas were real. And they got a new person to play the role of Lisa on As the World Turns one time. And she's standing there watching it. And she goes, "That old Lisa wouldn't have put up with that." You know she wouldn't have. This new Lisa, she putting up with it, but that old one wouldn't have. I was like, okay, Melissa.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime. This is TJ Riggins Overtime.
TJ, I'm almost sorry to do this to you because I know you're on a pretty strict health regimen right now. No sugars, no grains, no preservatives, no red 3, whatever they call it.
No fun.
No fun is more like it. Mm. Starting today, you can go get cheesy dipping burritos from Taco Bell starting today. Chicken or steak. You get three choices of sauces: nacho cheese, like a chili sauce, I believe, or a reduced fat sour cream. But just the idea of dipping a burrito into a sauce. I mean, is there anything better?
Man, I would want that spicy ranch that they put on the cheesy gordita crunch to dip it in.
Oh, yeah.
That would be good.
Just put that on everything, though, honestly. Yeah. What's the one thing?
Pancakes, whatever.
Are you are you missing anything right now?
Beer.
Yeah, it's just alcohol.
Ton of beer.
Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage. Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
You eat breakfast every morning, don't you, Riggins?
Usually.
Yeah. You're never in a situation, though, where you're rushed, and if you wanted breakfast, you didn't have time to eat it, though.
No, never.
I get sometimes in a dilemma as to whether or not I want to take the time to eat. Well, it's going to be more beneficial for me to eat breakfast, whether that'll make me more energetic and ready to entertain the folks, yeah, as they say. Or if I skip breakfast and just get right to preparing the show and that sort of thing. And usually I opt for the breakfast.
Do you?
Yeah. I mean, you gotta have energy to come in here and do. I mean, wow. you can have all of the notes and all the preparation in the world on paper, but if you're, you know, dead coming in here and you're lethargic and all that's not going to do you any good. The message won't get to the people the way you want it to.
Okay. I can see the logic behind that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because
this morning I would have eaten a quick breakfast. I'd have made myself a parfait.
Oh,
with some yogurt and fresh blueberries and a little drizzle of honey and some granola sprinkled on top, sweet granola.
Oh, wow. Okay, Dean and DeLuca.
That kind of stuff. But I'm the only one that's been eating the yogurt. And I think the organic stuff, it doesn't last as long because they call it preservatives for a reason. They put the preservatives in things for a reason,
yeah,
to preserve it,
right,
longer.
Yeah.
And my yogurt was expired.
Oh, already?
Yeah.
Oh.
Barely had it a week.
But isn't yogurt by definition expired? I mean,
I think so. I mean, I always said it about buttermilk too, but buttermilk is not sour milk. It's the milk product that's left when you churn butter. It's got the liquid that it produces when you're churning butter, the cream, that's buttermilk.
Mm-hmm. Oh, put a straw in it and just suck it down.
I can cook with buttermilk and I can marinate things in buttermilk, but I cannot drink buttermilk.
My grandpa loved it.
Oh, mine too. Mine would break up cornbread in it. He'd get a glass of buttermilk and break up big pieces of cornbread and mash it all up and eat it.
My grandpa put in salt, I think, to curdle it.
Yeah.
Isn't that? I mean, it's just vile.
Mm-hmm.
It's so gross. Yeah,
I'm gonna put that on the list of things that are the worst tasting to me. Up there with NyQuil and raw onions, buttermilk.
Well, I'm sorry you're hungry today, boy.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime. Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
Hey, Riggins, you know when celebrities die, you know, beloved celebrities die, people, you know, pretty soon after their death come out and start to say, well, that person wasn't as nice as you thought,
yeah,
she was. Well, Sally Struthers, who was on All in the Family, the classic sitcom, and her latest project was Man on the Inside, which was a Ted Danson series on Prime or Netflix or one of them. Anyway, she said Betty White was that way, and she was young and working on something with Betty White, and somebody came in and offered with a tray of cookies, and Sally Struthers said, I reached for a cookie, and she said, oh, honey, you do not need that.
Ooh.
She was kind of chunky.
Rare.
So she fat shamed her. Betty White, the great Betty White, sweet Betty White. She said she was not at all like people think she was.
Ooh, spicy.
Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage. Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
It's kind of a crazy story. A woman, she's a nanny. A live-in nanny. So she actually, you know, stays in the house with the kids. She's got two kids that she looks after while the parents are at work. And she details a pretty interesting experience she had the other day. She's at the park. All the other kids are there. The other moms are there. And they're getting along fine. They're making light, you know, conversation. And then she says, okay, kids, she's calling to her two that she's watching. She goes, let's go home to have lunch. Your mom's there and we're all going to have lunch together. And she said immediately the entire attitude of the other women changed. And the next time she went back to the park, those women were there and she noticed they were acting a little bit differently. And she even noticed some of them whispering to each other. And she says, at some point, one of the women approached her and said, hey, we found out you're a nanny for the family. Mm-hmm. And she said, yeah, I actually am. I do it for this couple. And the woman said, would you mind just hanging out here at the park while we go grab coffee?
Oh.
And she goes, I didn't even know how to react to that question because I wasn't planning on leaving. I was going to stay there and watch mm-hmm. her own kids. She said, so I said, yes, because I don't even know how to describe. She doesn't really go into her thought process, but I think it just took her by surprise and was like, oh. Yeah.
Did they pay her?
I don't think so.
So they just then looked at her as a hired hand.
Exactly.
Rather than when they thought she was the mom.
Yeah.
She's just the hired hand, so let's use her.
Exactly. And mm-hmm. what started as sort of friendly chit-chat between other, you know, ladies at the park now has become like, you are, employed by us without us having to pay you. That's a weird thing.
Uh-huh. But it just shows the depths that women will go to sometimes to get away from their kids. To shirk their responsibilities as the mom.
Yeah, maybe.
Because they're always looking for some social activity that they could do and leave the kids behind.
Without the kids.
Mm-hmm. So they're going to get coffee. Oh, we're supposed to be, you know, with the kids, but they've got a nanny. So the nanny, obviously, that's a hired hand. So we'll just leave the kids with her.
Yeah.
She's a professional.
Exactly.
Not just a mom that we have to trust. She's a professional.
Yeah. Other nannies jumped in the comments and said, this has happened to me too. This has happened to me too. So they're all saying like, this is not an uncommon situation. Can you imagine just asking someone, hey, do you mind hanging out with my kids? It's a person you don't even know.
Right.
You know their job responsibility, but still, it's a stranger.
And then, now you got one person watching five or six kids at a playground.
Yeah.
She doesn't even know the other kids.
Yeah.
She'd lose track of who she's watching, I would think. Am I supposed to be in charge of that one? I don't know.
Crazy.
Welcome to the new TJ Riggins Overtime. You can watch TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the homepage, tjriggins.com.
It can't feel good to be criticized by Tommy Lee, the drummer from Motley Crue. He made some comments about seeing all these celebrities out helping with the wildfire relief.
Uh-huh.
And he said, it makes me blank and sick to see most people just caring on a posting on lame blank social media. Guys, right now, nobody gives a flying blank when your record drops or the next concert is when so many people are in the middle of one of the biggest disasters of all time.
Hmm.
Ouch. 62 years old, still dropping the F-bomb all over the place.
I know.
To make a point.
It's trash.
Yeah. But you're like, dang, I got called out by Tommy Lee. That sucks. Yeah. That's a rough day.
But I wouldn't even take it seriously coming from him.
Maybe not.
Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.